CRI News, I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. China's unmanned spacecraft Shenzhou 8 has disengaged from the prototype space lab Tiangong 1. Shenzhou 8 and Tiangong 1 have finished two technical procedures together in orbit. Shenzhou 8 is set to land back on Earth at around 7 p.m. on Thursday, Beijing time. Two more Shenzhou missions are planned in the coming year, one of which will be manned. This year's summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, is set to start in Bali, Indonesia, on Thursday. Su Yi has more.
The annual ASEAN summit brings together leaders from the 10 Southeast Asian countries. As usual, the leaders of China, Japan, South Korea, India, Australia, and New Zealand will also join the talks. This year, the circle of participants has been expanded to include U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev. Qin Yaqing, Vice Director of the China Foreign Affairs University, says despite the expansion of the mechanism, the forum should still focus on regional affairs.
Major world powers should not underestimate the role that ASEAN plays in maintaining regional stability. I think this year's summit should seriously think about how to truly respect the interests, concerns, and development issues of the countries in this region.
For CRI, I'm Su Yi.
According to a white paper on poverty alleviation released by the Information Office of the State Council, outlays from the central coffers on agriculture, farmers, and rural areas have increased from 214 billion yuan in 2003 to almost 860 billion yuan last year. Tang Ming is a councillor of the State Council.
Over the past decade, the Chinese government has implemented many supportive policies for farmers, such as the scrapping of agricultural taxes and investing heavily in rural education. They have also built up the rural social security system, established a new rural cooperative medical care system, and provided old age insurance for rural residents.
The white paper says China's poverty-stricken rural population fell from 94 million at the end of 2000 to about 27 million at the end of last year. Army defectors in Syria have attacked a major military base near Damascus. Parts of the country's Air Force intelligence building have been destroyed. Wang Ling has more details.
Although there are no reports of casualties, this is the most high-profile attack army defectors have carried out since serious anti-government protests began in March. The attack comes as the Arab League is set to discuss its response to the worsening security situation in the country. The United Nations estimates that more than 3,500 people have been killed since March. For CRI, I'm Wang Ling.
U.S. President Barack Obama has announced that the United States will boost military activities in Australia from next year on. Australian Prime Minister Julia Gillard says the two countries have agreed to increase joint military initiatives to enhance the alliance between the two nations.
From mid-2012, Australia will welcome deployments of a company-sized rotation of 200 to 250 Marines in the Northern Territory for around 6 months at a time. Over a number of years, we intend to build on this relationship in a staged way to a full force of around 2,500 personnel, that is a full Marine Air Ground Task Force.
Obama says he wants to make it clear that the United States is stepping up its commitment in the Asia-Pacific region. Currently, there are around 300 U.S. military personnel posted in Australia for 2 to 3 years at a time. China's Securities Regulatory Commission has approved insurer New China Life's application of initial public offering. As Ding Lulu reports, New China Life is expected to be listed in Hong Kong and Shanghai before Christmas.
The company is set to raise up to 5 billion yuan, or some 750 million US dollars, on the Shanghai Stock Exchange, much lower than the market expectations. Analysts say as the A-share market has been very sensitive to New China Life's IPO, the company decides to allocate a smaller share to Shanghai. New China Life is the country's third largest life insurer. For CRI, this is Ding Lulu.
That's the news for this hour. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing.